have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Of course, that was the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. giving his iconic I Have a Dream speech during the March on Washington in 1963.
One of those children he mentioned in the speech was Yolanda King, the eldest of the King siblings. She collapsed suddenly and died late yesterday here in California. NPR's Karen Grigsby Bates has this remembrance.
When Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated in 1968, black adults focused on the martyred civil rights leader. They wondered what would happen to the movement now that its shepherd was gone. Black children wondered about his children. The famous photos in Ebony and Jet showed Coretta Scott King erect and dignified in her grief. Our eyes were drawn to her daughters in their white dresses and her sons in their dark suits. Yolanda, the eldest, was only 12 when her father died. She spent the rest of her life trying to build on his accomplishments and establish her own life. It was a delicate balancing act. She confessed she did sometimes feel frozen in the amber of history. In a 2004 interview with Tavis Smiley, King recalls a young child coming up to her after she lectured during Black History Month.
He was about 6 years old, and he came up to me. He was so excited. He said, "Is it true? Is it true? Are you really Martin Luther King Jr.'s daughter?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, looking at me as if I was a ghost, "Then why aren't you dead?"
David Garrow is the author of Bearing the Cross, a King biography that won the 1987 Pulitzer Prize. He says Yolanda King was the only one of the four King children to remove herself from the safety of their Atlanta environment.
I think we can say there was a very clear desire on Yolanda's part to try to get away from the cocoon and to get away from the world of Atlanta, where she inescapably would always be viewed and treated first and foremost as Martin Luther King's daughter rather than as a freestanding, independent individual.
Instead of going on to one of Atlanta's historically black colleges, Yolanda went north and graduated from Smith with a major in theater. She lived and worked in New York City for many years. To further her father's goals in her own way, Yolanda used her theater talents to reenact key moments in the civil rights movement for school children. She was instrumental in helping to press for a national holiday in her father's memory. And in later years, when she relocated to the Los Angeles area, she ran a company that focused on self-improvement and inclusiveness. In a 2006 NPR interview, King reflected on the pleasure and price involved in being a King family member.
As I say to people, it's an awesome, tremendous blessing, and it's also a pretty heavy-duty responsibility as well.
It's one that Yolanda Denise King bore with grace and a certain amount of resignation until her death yesterday at age 51. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.